Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 124. Deliverance. What a common theme it is in the Psalms. Of his deliverance I will boast. And here is another case of it. The Psalm of David, Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say. If the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, and so on. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Some brief thoughts on this deliverance that David speaks of. First of all, he raises a very real if. If the Lord had not been on our side, verse 1. Verse 2. If the Lord had not been on our side, he repeats. And he wants Israel to sing it, say it. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say. If the Lord had not been on our side, let us own it, let us testify. If the Lord had not been on our side. And it's a very real if. Well, Israel is under attack here. I don't know when or what it is, but verse 2, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, but they certainly were attacking us. Their anger flared against us, verse 3. They would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Raging waters, torrents, engulfing, swallowing. The hordes of the heathen, whoever they were exposing Israel to attack and to a very real danger. What's the danger? Well, it's extinction, being swallowed up, being obliterated, being engulfed, being swept away. But Israel had been delivered, verse 7. We have escaped. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. If the Lord had not been there, we would have been trapped and beyond any hope. But we have been released. We have escaped. How? By God's intervention, by God's hand, by God's power. Look at it, verse 6. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. The heathen wanted to ravage us and tear us apart, but God has protected us. Verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And the consequence? Well, it's verse 6. Praise be to the Lord. Let us magnify the God who has delivered us. Well, so much for this historical record. What, if any, lesson is there for us today? Let us address ourselves to this and address this to ourselves if we are believers. Believer, is there any lesson for us today? Are we under any kind of attack? Is there any onslaught against us? Has Satan given us a holiday? No, Satan's never off duty. I think it was Latimer who said, who's the only bishop who's always active in his diocese? The devil. He's never off duty. He's always about his business. Are we under attack? Yes. Where is our hope? Well, in man, in our schemes, in our plans. We've got our defense. No. Our help alone is in the name of the Lord. How are we going to see sinners saved? How are we going to see churches built up? How are we going to see saints edified? How are we going to see God glorified? Well, by our schemes, by our plans, by our programs. Not at all. Our help is in the name of the Lord. And it's not in the name of the Lord helping us, as it were, in our schemes and plans. If the Lord had not been on our side, we would have been ruined completely. There's a lesson for us believers. Corporately, individually, families, whatever. Is there a word for an unbeliever here? Are you a self-help man, self-made man? A lot of preaching today is motivational, isn't it? You know, self-help, self-fulfillment, self. Oh, it's all self. No, my friend. Give up self. Give up self trying to earn your salvation. Give up works and appearances before God by rituals and ceremonies and church attendance. Look to Christ. Look to Christ. If the Lord had not been on our side, if Christ had not died for us, if the Spirit had not regenerated us, if Christ is not praying for us, if Christ is not returning for us, and so on. Well, unbeliever, you can say all that if You can say, if you trust Christ. But if you do not trust Christ, if you look to priest or pastor or self or church or whatever else, all will be lost. Deliverance, of his deliverance, God's deliverance, I will boast. May God bless these brief thoughts on Psalm 124.